can't believe tax season is here already. Look at all this info I have to enter.
Phil's small accounting firm is growing in numbers.
Why didn't I take that typing class in high school?
A data entry specialist could really help him in a crunch.
I got blisters on my fingers!
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Longing for thick, healthy, gorgeous hair? Hair Volume from New Nordic is trusted by millions of women around the world. With clinically proven ingredients like apple extract, biotin, and millet, Hair Volume nourishes your hair follicles to promote thicker, healthier looking hair. Say goodbye to shedding thin and dull hair, and hello to thick, healthy hair with Hair Volume. Hair Volume is available online at Amazon, Walmart.com, NewNordicUSA.com, or at your local CVS.
Advertise your business here, where word of mouth reaches more people than ever. Local radio, we're real country. 1430 AM stereo, WRDN, Durand, O'Galley, Wamundee, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Escalating tensions in the Middle East leading the U.S. to boost its resources in the region to prepare and deter Iran from retaliating against Israel after several Hamas and Hezbollah leaders were killed. A U.S. missile submarine and aircraft strike group are among the assets deployed. Pentagon spokesperson Major General Pat Ryder would not elaborate on the U.S. plans if Iran strikes.
I think we've been very clear that we're going to support the defense of Israel, and I'm not going to speculate about potential future attacks by Iran.
President Biden telling reporters before leaving for New Orleans today the U.S. is still pushing for a ceasefire deal in Gaza. Talks are set to resume this week. The president at Tulane University today highlighting his cancer moonshot initiative. He's expected to announce $150 million in federal research grants. Vice President Kamala Harris off the trail today. Her running mate Tim Walz spoke to state and county union workers in California, his first solo campaign event for the ticket. This is ABC News. Fully self-driving taxis by Waymo, owned by Google's parent company, are keeping some people in San Francisco up at night.
For the past few weeks, Russell Pofsky has been dealing with an annoying problem outside of his San Francisco condo. In a parking lot used by Waymo, the driverless cars have been gathering and they've become seemingly confused and they start honking all night at each other.
I could not be more cranky today after these past 2 weeks. It's really at a high level.
All hours of the night they're honking. Waymo says it is aware of the issue of its cars honking at each other and it's implementing a fix. Alex Stone, ABC News.
New York from Banksy's, which shows a rhino that looks like it's jumping on a nearby car, has been vandalized. It's one of eight animal-themed murals by the graffiti artist. Displayed around London in the past week, that rhino mural was spray-painted with a dollar sign. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
What's wrong?
My travel rewards card didn't earn enough miles for my vacation.
Are you crying? Are you crying because of that other credit card?
Uh-huh.
Well, switch to the Capital One Venture card. Venture lets you redeem miles on any travel purchase.
Really?
Yep, and you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase every single day. The Capital One Venture card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com for details.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Durand Smokehouse has custom-cut beef, pork, chicken, and more. Master Butcher Roy has custom recipes for burgers, brats, chicken, and more to make any meal a success. Try Durand Smokehouse's famous beef sticks and natural hot dogs, too. Visit Durand Smokehouse, Highway 85, Durand.
We've got what you want, we've got what you need, your satisfaction is guaranteed.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 60. and increasing clouds for tomorrow. Chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High near 80. More rain around Wednesday night and Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 82 right now.
Now, this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Bob Haig. It is primary election day in Wisconsin with an array of candidates for local, legislative, and congressional offices on the ballot, as well as a pair of constitutional amendments requiring legislative oversight of how governors can allocate federal money. There have been no reports of any problems or disruptions at polling places. Wisconsin Election Administrator Megan Wolf.
We have not received any such reports. It does seem like overall that things are going really well and really smoothly at the polls.
However, in the Douglas County town of Summit, voters were issued ballots listing the wrong state assembly district. An off-duty Milwaukee police officer was shot at and returned fire early Tuesday morning. Neither he nor the suspects who ran from the scene of a car break-in were injured. Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
You may know Rural Mutual Insurance as the number one farm insurer, but did you know they also offer competitive home, auto, business, and life insurance? They make it convenient to bundle your insurance while saving you time and money. Visit ruralmutual.com to learn more.
Rural Mutual Insurance, keeping Wisconsin strong.
Summer's coming in hot, so it's time to cook up some fun at Mall of America because it's always a cool 72 and sunny here. Plus, all the summer best in one place. Join SpongeBob SquarePants 25th anniversary celebration. Get slimed at Nickelodeon Universe. Hit new heights on the Fly with Opera ride and Boots Banana Swing. It's shopping Nirvana, Crayola Experience Creativity, Hangout Heaven. Go all in on summer, all at Mall of America. MallofAmerica.com/summer.
Good afternoon, it's 4:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand, the area's number one home seller. Visit their website at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com, the JKO Auto Body Shop, Madison Street, Durand, Anubis Silo, your Coyote Tractor and Toro dealers, Durand, and Endless Summer Fitness and Tanning, with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access, Durand. Voters will decide one half of Western Wisconsin's race for Congress today. The Democratic primary in the 3rd Congressional District is on the ballot for today's election. The winner will go on to face Congressman Derek Van Orden in November. Voters will also see two constitutional amendments that deal with giving lawmakers some say in how billions of dollars of federal money is spent. The polls are open today from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. The man who was charged last year with running down the highway in Lake Halley with a machete is now looking at charges in a puppy's death. Prosecutors in Eau Claire charged Chad Nyland yesterday for the puppy's death at his home. Neighbors called the police after they heard the pup cry and whine. Nyland said he accidentally dropped a paving stone on the dog, but also said the dog was, quote, mind-controlled, unquote. Nyland is looking at 3.5 years in prison if convicted of killing the puppy. Nearly 50 people are out of a job after a plant closed in Rice Lake. Best Forest Products told the state of Wisconsin that 46 people were laid off in the move. Best is a lumber company that says it offers premium hardwood and other lumber needs. The plant closed August 1st and everyone lost their job that same day. Best said in its filing with the state that an industry downturn is to blame for the closing. A 53-year-old man from Hastings died in a car crash on Highway 61 near Lower Afton Road in St. Paul yesterday. The driver, who was not wearing a seatbelt, went off the roadway and struck a tree. The crash occurred early yesterday morning at around 4:30. No other vehicles were involved. The Minnesota State Patrol has not released the name of the victim and continues to investigate the incident. It was another record year of attendance for the Wisconsin State Fair. The State Fair Board announced Monday attendance at the fair grew by about 6,500 people this year to a total of around 1.1 million. Fairgoers bought over 350,000 cream puffs. 90,000 people rode the Sky Glider. and the governor's livestock auction raised over $426,000. You're listening to WRDN News.
Get fit and look your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness in Durand. There's no excuses to looking and feeling great. Work out anytime and now tan anytime. Endless Summer offers 24/7 tanning access. And you'll save when you sign up for a tanning and fitness bundle package. Visit Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness for more information. Look and feel your best at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness with around-the-clock fitness and tanning access in downtown Durand. Like them on Facebook at Endless Summer Tanning and Fitness.
There are better known tractors in the world than Coyote. Ones with bigger names, longer histories, more popular hats, cute toy lines. But there's not a single tractor ever been built that's better equipped to do the dirty work. So we'll just focus on what really matters. Coyote, we dig dirt.
Dig some dirt with a Coyote tractor, now available at Anabu Silo, Highway 25, Durand.
The Mondovi City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include a resolution allowing all utility companies to install underground utilities when possible, a resolution approving the clerk-treasurer job description, and reports from the mayor and city department heads. Tonight's meeting begins at 5:30 at the Martin Center. Dunn County's Narcan vending machine is now open. The county's health department is calling it the Harm Reduction Kiosk. In addition to Narcan, the vending machine has things like gun locks and hygiene kits. All of the items are free. You can find the machine in the basement of the government building near the entrance. Farmers from around Wisconsin and Minnesota will be in western Wisconsin over the next few days. Wisconsin Farm Technology Days begins today and runs through Thursday at the Country Fest grounds in Cadott. Farmers will get hands-on experiences and educational opportunities on some of the latest cutting-edge equipment and solutions in agriculture. The grounds will be open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. each day. There will be a tram system available to take visitors around the grounds, and tickets are $15 at the gate. We'll be receiving an update today on just how many guards Wisconsin needs at its juvenile prisons. Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission will meet later today. In addition to a status update, the Department of Corrections is expected to update the commission on its staffing levels. Wisconsin's youth prisons are in the spotlight after a teenager at the Lincoln Hills facility attacked and killed a teacher there at the end of June. State Senator Van Wagard this week said the Department of Corrections has essentially lost control at Lincoln Hills. The IRS will give Minnesotans affected by June's severe storms and flooding a tax filing extension. The agency will extend the filing deadline for individual and business returns in the 25 Minnesota counties covered by the Federal Disaster Declaration. The extension covers returns and tax payments that would normally be done in June and September of this year and January of next year. The filing deadline for those returns and payments is now February 3rd. You're listening to WRDN News.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts, so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
It's the biggest investment you will make in your lifetime, buying a home. I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Buying a home is a major decision and requires careful attention to the details. When you work with a Prime Realty agent, we sit down with you and discuss all the details, from financing, escrow accounts, home inspections, and more. See the professionals at Prime Realty of Durand. We'll discuss how to get your home you want while getting the information you need. Grab the keys to your new home with Prime Realty of Durand. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
A car stolen over three decades ago was found in the Wisconsin River. The Richland County Sheriff's Department says crews pulled the late 1980s Pontiac Grand Prix from the river near the Lone Rock Bridge. Last Thursday, the Sheriff's Department located the car's owner and learned it was stolen out of Monroe County in 1990. It's not known how long the car was in the river.
Nothing suspicious was found inside, and it appears no one was hurt when the car went in. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
This is the story of the one. As a warehouse manager, her job is to transform chaos into clarity and to see patterns where others see problems. Luckily, she's got a partner who shares her perspective. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products, backed by real person support and in-depth online resources, so she can tackle every task with precision and turn potential setbacks into streamlined success. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Text KING to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T. It's the number one selling testosterone boosting brand at GNC and Walmart. And they'll also send you a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X absolutely free. Text KING to 42424.
For Patriots, the trusted preparedness company is offering listeners a special buy one, get two free deal on its best-selling 72-hour survival food kit. Act now. When you buy one kit, you'll get two more kits absolutely free. Go to freefoodone.com now. That's freefoodone.com.
Jones signs extension with Legacy MC. I'm Susie Armstrong. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Wait. Skechers put the S in comfort?
Yes. Comfort you have to feel to believe. Skechers, we put the S in comfort.
Let me try. Okay, I'm just stepping in and... Oh, wow. Skechers put the S in comfort.
Duh. We told you.
Find Skechers slip-ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Eric Jones has inked a multi-year contract extension with Legacy Motor Club. The 28-year-old Michigan native, in his fourth season with the organization, will continue to pilot the number 43 entry. Jones, who has three NASCAR Cup Series career victories, one with Legacy, shared that the team is making strides towards the future.
We have the information. We just have to figure out how to put it into place. And we've made some good hires, some key hires here in the last couple of weeks. We're making changes and things are moving. And unfortunately, in the sport at times, it's a bit of a slow moving wheel with obligations with everybody else, what they got going on. So, you know, we're rolling and doing what we need to do. And hopefully that's going to start to show up on the track.
I'm Susie Armstrong. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. Your coworker Kyle said bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive could save you money. Bad news. While saying this, Kyle was eating your clearly labeled lunch. Dumb news. Pizza near work costs $7 a slice, and it tastes like drywall covered in ketchup. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and enjoy more lunches far away from Kyle. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Every business faces challenges, but complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping shouldn't be one of them.
With USPS Ground Advantage from the United States Postal Service, you can avoid all the noise.
No more unexpected surcharges, hidden fees, or complex rate structures.
It's just easy, cost-effective, and dependable shipping. Tune your business's frequency to success and turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
The Packers return to the practice field today, getting ready for Sunday's preseason game number 2 at Denver. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers won their opener 23-10 at Cleveland on Saturday. Dontavian Wicks was on the receiving end of a 65-yard touchdown pass from Jordan Love. So who is the number one receiver at 1265? The coach, Matt LaFleur, says it doesn't matter. They can all get it done.
I want to vomit every time I hear number one receiver, to be honest with you. It drives me crazy. That's something that you guys talk about. I feel like we got a bunch of them. So
Brewers and Dodgers play game 2 of their 4-game series at AmFam Field tonight. Colin Ray shoots for win number 11 for the Crew. Gavin Stone looking for his 10th win for the Dodgers. LA won the series opener 5-2 last night behind home runs from Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. The Midwest League tonight, Peoria is at Wisconsin, Quad Cities at Beloit. Both Wisconsin and Beloit had the day off yesterday. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
It's almost time for another high school football season, as games are just over a week away. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WisSports.net Minute brought to you by Wisconsin Dells, the water park capital of the world.
What makes Wisconsin Dells such a big deal? Well, big splashes for one, big rides too, big shows, big boats, and big scenery. The bigger the better. Water parks? They're a pretty big deal around here. Big families? You bet. Small ones too. Mini golf? Big time. 19 plus million gallons of water? No biggie. Water slides? Big, bigger, biggest. Big attractions? Check. Big theme parks? Check. Big meals? Check, please. Wisconsin Dells. Now that's big. Go to wisdells.com and plan your trip today.
Believe it or not, we're less than a week away from the first high school football games of the 2024 season, and we've got you covered for all your gridiron needs at wisports.net. Earlier this month, we wrapped up our look at the class of 2025 player rankings. Our top-ranked senior is Notre Dame's James Flanagan, a WFCA All-State choice as a tight end. He is also a standout on the defensive side of the ball. He's committed to the University of Notre Dame, where his father, Jim, also attended. Speaking of the Fighting Irish, our second-ranked player is massive Catholic Memorial offensive lineman Owen Strebig, who received offers from all over the country, but has also given a commitment to Notre Dame. Coming in third is Verona defensive back Trey Poteet, who is committed to Tennessee. The Wisconsin Badgers missed out on all three of our top-ranked players, but do have commitments from several other outstanding players, including Middleton defensive lineman Torin Petaway, Germantown linebacker Cooper Catalano, Nina safety Grant Dean, and Wautoma offensive lineman Michael Reske, all ranked in our top 10. We're also knee-deep in conference previews, with every league in the state wrapped up on WSN by Sunday. WSN Senior Football Award watch list will also be announced later this week. This is Benny with Sports.net Minute. Check us out online at wisports.net.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
I'm Rob Driesline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources announced last week that a student from Western Wisconsin has won the 2025 State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Sticker Design Contest. I'll tell you who the winner is and where he's from when we return. But first,
hunting season will be here before you know it, and it's time to get ready for your next adventure with the Onyx Hunt app. Whether you're traveling in search of roosters, elk, waterfowl, or looking to score on a whitetail close to home, Onyx Hunt can help you be more successful this season. Route, plan, and navigate with private and public land boundaries, recent imagery, offline maps, and Minnesota-specific hunt layers. Download the Hunt app on the App Store or Google Play and join the millions of hunters that trust Onyx Hunt.
Welcome back. Rice Lake High School junior Evan Strand is the winner of the 2025 Wisconsin State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission Sticker Design Contest. Strand's submission captures the essence of a night spent camping under the stars. His winning design will be printed on State Park and Forest Vehicle Admission stickers and will be displayed on more than a half million vehicles. Now in its 34th year, the annual DNR-sponsored design contest is open to artwork submissions from high school-age students attending Badger State public, private, or parochial schools or homeschools. The DNR received about 150 entries this year. The second place winner is Jahia Josh De Los Santos, also of Rice Lake High School, and the third place recipient is Joe Belante of Catholic Central High School. Check out all the submissions at the DNR website, dnr.wisconsin.gov, and search State Park Sticker Design Contest. The 2025 stickers will go on sale on Monday, December 2nd. I'm Rob Driesline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at outdoornews.com.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Ugh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down.
Ace!
You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 60. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High near 80. More rain around Wednesday night and Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. It's 82 right now.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield. As we take a look at the movement of this market, first, a quick thank you to Chad Moyer filling in for me the last couple of days as I got to go back home for a few days into Minnesota. I appreciate him stepping into this program. Unfortunately, I wish I could have said I came back from vacation with some good numbers. But let's be honest, we had a USDA WASDE that came out. We know there's been a lot of talk about where these yields were going to be. And that's what we're going to look at today. How much shell shock is still going on when we look at the big picture? No better person to bring in to talk about this than Jim McCormick. He is with AgMarket.net. And Jim, I think we need to kind of look at the fact that we've got the weaker numbers in the grains. This momentum continues. No surprise that a lot of reaction still, and as you put it, shell shock over those numbers of yesterday.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I think the trade was, you know, Susan, going into the report on Monday, everyone in the trade was talking, hey, we got a potential for the crop yields to get bigger. But, you know, it's like just seeing that print by the USDA on Monday, just it kind of brought the reality to how big this crop is. We're going to start getting these crop tours starting up here relatively quick that I think is going to confirm it. And, you know, the beans are leading this down because the reality is that bean balance sheet is getting uglier by the report, and the reality is there's a decent shot, unfortunately, I think, unless the demand really picks up, it could get even more ugly as we go into the latter part of the fall into 2025. So, you know, the market right now is still kind of that shell shock of how big is, and then on top of it, we're still dealing with the final chunk of last year's crop being moved to market, as there's just still reports of a lot of corn, unfortunately, still sitting in the producer's hands.
You know, and you look at that and you bring up an important part is, you know, as you and I were talking before we went on, the good looks really good. The poor looks really poor. There just isn't really a lot of happy medium out there when you look at this year's growing crop.
That's exactly a good way to put it. And I think in general, the good is really outpacing the poor. You look at, you know, the states that came out on these beans specifically, you know, you were looking at, you know, you're looking at Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, and Missouri all projected to have record bean yields. And I can tell you, I've drove from northern Illinois to southern Illinois over to Missouri, back through central Illinois into Indiana, Indianapolis area north over the weekend, and everything looks really, really good. Our client base across those three states all say, man, this crop is, it has the potential definitely to be the best crop ever. Government said it, and the farmers are confirming it. We'll see what happens when we finally hit harvest.
You know, and I saw that too as well as I went up into the northeast part of Nebraska, kind of swerved into that tip of Iowa and then all the way across Minnesota. I mean, the areas that got flooded, they definitely are struggling, but the rest of it looks amazing. And of course, crops look amazing from the road. You don't know what you see once you actually get into those fields, but it brings up a good point that this could be a very bumper harvest sitting out there waiting for us.
Yeah, I mean, that's our guess at this point in time. When you look at a lot of different agencies out there, I know our partners over at JSA, they're all running kind of tables where they take the crop ratings and then kind of index them out to project out yields. And everything I've seen right now from anyone who pretty much does it is coming up with record yields. And, you know, the old axiom is, you know, big crops get bigger. So we'll see what happens as we get into September and October. But if I was a betting man, I would say the odds are high that we're going to find this crop is there.
What about the marketing opportunities and things we should have been thinking about or still have the opportunity to think about going forward?
I mean, right now it is really tough. There's no doubt about it. I mean, you're looking at these 24 corns trading obviously sub $4 today. You've got no beans obviously just collapsing the last 2 days of trading down near 960. Unfortunately, I do think there is some more downward risk. I mean, if I'm a producer out there, it's hard to sell futures down here or in cash, but there's going to be a problem, Susan. If you look about the grain that's going on, there's a lot of grain in the farmers' bins that have got to be moved. If they don't move it, then, you know, they don't have room for this year's crop. 90% of the corn crop they're estimated has not been sold for new crop. So there's not enough on-farm storage for the producer to produce, you know, to store everything he produces. So there is going to be a chunk of grain that's going to be coming to market, I fear, over the next, you know, several months. And I think that will push the corn market and the bean market down. That corn crop rate, or excuse me, stocks use came in down a percentage point. They're looking at the corn stocks to use today, 13.9 down from 14%, or a little over 14%. But from 2014 to 2019, that 5-year span, the stocks to use on those years ended between roughly 12.5 to 15. Every one of those years, corn went to 350. So I think that is still, unfortunately, our downward target for corn. And if corn goes to 350, beans should go probably somewhere near 9, if not lower, because they need to stay in ratio. If you have corn drop too much compared to beans, you're going to stimulate too much supply coming out of Brazil. Beans, on the other hand, Susan, have their own problem. The government projected a carryout at 560 million. That is despite the fact that they've raised exports 150 million bushels above and beyond this previous year's exports. We're not even close to this year's past year's export pace. So the likelihood at the moment that we're going to actually sell additional 150 million bushels of beans on top of what we did this past year seems highly unlikely, which means as that comes to realization, more than likely that balance sheet is going to get more and more ugly. And you get that carryout over 600 million, which I fear it could, you know, that doesn't justify $10 beans. It justifies probably $9, if not sub $9 beans, unfortunately.
And aren't we cheaper when it comes to a corn perspective by about 30 cents over Brazil right now?
We are cheaper right now, and that should be good if you look at the overall supply. But, you know, here's the problem right now. If you are a Brazilian producer, your prices aren't there. But if you're a buyer, per se, and you're looking at buying Brazil corn or U.S. corn to Brazil, you know, we are cheaper right now. But we just came out 24 hours ago and said we're going to have maybe the biggest crop ever. We know that up to 2 billion bushels of corn may be still in the farmers' hands that need to be washed out over the next couple of weeks. They know that 90% of this year's crop has not been sold. So, you know, they're saying, I think I'm going to be able to get it a little bit cheaper. And remember, when a buyer comes in and buys grain, the calculus has changed since the Fed started raising interest rates.
All right, well, stick around, folks. More is coming up. It's a Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor certified service center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Welcome back to the Channel Final Bell on the Rural Radio Network. I'm Susan Littlefield as our conversation does continue with Jim McCormick with AgMarket.net. And we left off kind of talking about a pretty deep discussion in, when it comes to these grains, Jim. And I had a producer call me earlier today and kind of tongue in cheek, he says, Susan, I don't dare look at my 401k and I better not look at what my cash beans are sitting right now because they're now below $9. And that seems like that pressure trend might continue for a while.
Unfortunately, I think it will. I mean, it's not what we want to hear, but that is the reality right now. Now, the one point, Susan, I'm going to make a lot of people are pointing out is China hasn't bought. You know, so they say, you know, we already know China has not come into the marketplace. But what I'm cautioning people about is that's correct. China has not been a buyer. But if you look at the USDA's balance sheet, like we were talking in the first segment, the USDA's balance sheet is assuming China is going to come in and buy a lot more beans this upcoming year, hence the increase in demand on the exports. So even though the argument is, well, the China's not coming in and we already know it, the balance sheet's assuming they are coming in. So if they don't come in, this balance sheet is just going to get really, really ugly. And, you know, so I think producers out there have got to understand there is some still risk out there unless China does change. Now, if there is one positive note, Susan, I can make about China is the window when they buy a lot of U.S. beans is right now. It is August, September, October, and in November. This is our window to sell beans to China. So they can turn it around and get aggressive. They've yet to do it, but, you know, there's always that opportunity, so we got to be a little bit hopeful that they do finally show up and buy aggressively. They've been buying a boatload here, a boatload there. What I like to see is them come in and buy like 10 boatloads in one day and kind of argue, kind of, you know, essentially say, there, the fall low's in. You just haven't seen it yet.
So you think once we have the opportunity to really digest these numbers over the next day or so, do you think we'll kind of go back to an inflationary kind of thought pattern for a while, or has that kind of been pushed into the back burner?
I think in the grain market specifically, it is going to be in the back burner. Could you see some inflationary stuff on maybe the silver market and the crude oil market, energies per se? Yes. But right now, the grain markets, you know, they just it just doesn't matter, unfortunately. I know a lot of people are very frustrated with that. You know, they say, look, when I look at the price of groceries, when I look at the price of a car or anything like that, I'm paying a lot more than what I did just a year ago, 2 years ago. But, you know, if you inflate things out, in 2004, December corn was trading at $3.37. In 2020, you know, you go out there, you know, you inflate that out, prices of corn should have never gone below $4.62, and they did. In 2024, you take 20 years out, 2004, corn is trading at $3.37. In today's dollars, that's $5.60. So you can see inflation just doesn't seem to matter for raw products like the grains. When we overproduce, they essentially fall down to the point where they can essentially knock people out of production. And that's the goal of the market right now. It's not worried about inflation. Right now, the market is essentially signaling to end users, we're on sale, come buy us. At the same time, it's trying to signal to the South Americans, hey, maybe don't plan as much product. We don't need all your production at the moment.
So the recovery that we've seen in the cattle market today, can we keep this uptrend going into a Wednesday?
I'm hopeful we can. We've had a really nice rebound here the last couple of days. We do have some inflationary data coming out later on this week. We had some earlier this week. You know, people are convinced that the Fed is going to at least do one rate cut here. Some people say it's going to be a 2-point rate cut here in September. The stock market's had one heck of a rebound. It all comes down to the consumer. We know the supply's tight, Susan. If the consumer continues to buy, that should be supportive of the cattle market, I believe. If the consumer cracks and you start seeing him not show up to the beef counter and the steaks, you know, steak houses, that becomes a really big red flag for me.
Is there optimism, though, we should have a good Labor Day procurement movement?
I would say overall you're going to see a pretty good movement. I mean, right now at this point, you're still, if you anybody's been on an airline, you've seen a lot of people flying. There's just a lot of traffic still. So I think, you know, Labor Day should be good.
So as we wrap this up, what's the thing that you want folks to really keep an eye on over the next couple of days of this trading week?
Right now, I think you just got to kind of keep an eye on where this market's at and where we're trying to digest it. If you're a producer who's got old crop grain, unfortunately, in the bin, I am going to encourage you, you need to get that moved as quick as you can. We are hearing elevators fill up. Now, once that elevator fills up and he has that grain procured to get him from old crop to new crop, his story tells me the basis is going to get really, really ugly. So right now, job one, if you unfortunately got grain to move, do not wait. Get it moved ASAP.
Good advice. What's the best way for folks to get a hold of you guys?
You can reach anybody at the Ag Market team at 844-424-6758. Or better yet, go to agmarket.net and sign up for our free trial of our research.
Wonderful. Jim McCormick joining us today as we break down this Tuesday market trade. A quick reminder, commodity futures and options do involve a substantial risk of loss, not suitable to all investors. Pick this up as a podcast at ruralradionetwork.com at our new podcast hub or wherever you subscribe for that free podcast. That's the Channel Final Bell brought to you by Channel Seed and your local Channel Seed professional on the Rural Radio Network.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
At Security Financial Bank, we believe in your business. Get a free no-obligation deposit account analysis to see where your business could be saving more money. We'll compare your current rates, fees, and credits against SFB and point you to your best option, whether it's SFB or not. Put your money to work with Security Financial Bank. Start your analysis at sfbank.com or stop by a branch today. Member FDIC.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by PTx. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTx. The U.S. Meat Export Federation released their most recent data from June, revealing some intriguing shifts in both beef and pork exports. I'll have the details when we come back.
AGCO is proud to launch PTx, a new leading brand that includes precision ag technologies from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble. Two familiar brands with one common goal. Precision Planting and PTx Trimble know farming is easier when systems speak to each other. That's why they both provide solutions that connect operations across the crop cycle to unlock visibility and flexibility, regardless of equipment color. Through automation, guidance, and upgrades for every season from Precision Planting and PTx Trimble, PTx is your solution for precision ag technology, empowering you to be more efficient, more accurate, and make agronomic decisions with confidence. You'll find a local dealer network that provides expert knowledge and support for every season. As you focus on maximizing yield, they'll provide reliable service, education, and access to tools that strengthen your inputs. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible. PTx. Visit PTXAg.com to learn more.
Yes, June was an interesting month for U.S. meat exports, according to data from the U.S. Meat Export Federation. The small U.S. beef herd and strong domestic demand have pushed beef prices sharply higher, creating some new dynamics for meat exporters. Let's start with beef. U.S. exports reached 110,000 metric tons, which is down 4% from last year. However, the value of those exports hit $938.3 million, which is up 3% from a year ago, and it marks the highest value since August of 2022. U.S. Meat Export President and CEO Dan Hallstrom noted that June beef exports performed very well in Japan, which was great to see, he says, given the significant headwinds U.S. beef has faced there this year. Japan reclaimed its top spot as the largest volume destination for U.S. beef here in 2024, with June exports to the country up 8% from a year ago. The export value to Japan also increased by 9% to $181.5 million, which was the highest since, again, August of 2022. Taiwan and Canada also showed impressive growth, with Canadian beef exports reaching their highest value in 10 years at $116.5 million. That's up 30% from last year. Taiwan's export value rose 18% to $80 million, which marked the third highest on record for that market. In pork, June exports totaled 224,392 metric tons, which is down 9% from last year, but the export value fell 5% to $659.7 million. Despite the decline, the first half of 2024 has been strong for pork, with total export volumes reaching 1.5 million metric tons, 3% higher than the same period last year. Dan Hallstrom commented that June was a slower month in a few of our key destinations for U.S. pork, including Mexico and Colombia. Colombia, but it was another terrific year for U.S. pork in Korea, where exports could be record large this year. I'll be back with more after this.
You know what I could really go for right now? Literally anything that comes in a McDonald's carton, wrapper, or bag. Or a McDonald's cup. Yes, any of those items should do it.
Some decisions are not hard decisions. Right now, buy one of your McDonald's favorites, like a McDouble, McChicken, or four-piece McNuggets, and get the second one for just a buck. Price of participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
According to the U.S. Meat Export Federation, sales and shipments of U.S. meat to other countries is trending in a positive direction, particularly for beef exports to Japan and pork exports to Korea. Global consumers are still hungry for the quality meats produced by America's livestock farmers. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by PTX. Innovative brands you trust, powerfully simple, seamlessly compatible, PTX. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy tonight, a low around 60. And increasing clouds for tomorrow, chance of showers and storms in the late afternoon and evening. High near 80. More rain around Wednesday night and Thursday. Highs in the upper 70s. Drying out for later Friday into the weekend. Looking for a great place to live, shop, stay, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently 81 degrees.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I don't want to spend another lonely night. Ooh.
I've got the lights turned up, the doors locked, the bedroom TV's on. Doing the only thing that gets me through the night since you've been gone. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun, so I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night. Praying for daylight.
Praying for daylight.
I made a bad miscalculation, betting you would never leave. Cause if you're getting on with your new life, then where does that leave me? As I love you.
You know I love you, girl.
And that you must be lying somewhere looking up to heaven too. Praying for daylight, waiting for that morning sun. So I can act like my whole life ain't going wrong. Baby, come back to me, I swear I'll make it right. Don't make me spend another lonely night praying for daylight. Praying for daylight.
I don't want to spend another lonely night.
Keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Don't rock the jukebox. Wanna hear some Jones? 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox. Play play me a country song. Before you drop that quarter, keep one thing in mind. You got a heartbroken hillbilly standing here in line. I've been down and lonely ever since she left. Before you punch that number, could I make one request? Don't rock the jukebox, I wanna hear some Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. Got nothing against rock and roll, but when your heart's been broken, you need a song that's slow. There ain't nothing like a steel guitar drown a memory. Before you spend your money, baby, play a song for me. And don't rock the jukebox, wanna hear George Jones. 'Cause my heart ain't ready for the Rolling Stones. I don't feel like rocking since my baby's gone. So don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song. You don't rock the jukebox, play me a country song.
Midnight's creeping in, we know better. We're leaving here together, and in case you were wondering, you've never looked hotter. So why even bother looking at the reasons not to? Maybe we ought to kiss a little more, think a little less, burn up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. Kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less. When your friends start asking you to look them in the eyes, tell a white lie how I dropped you off at home and I walked you to the door. Nothing more. Tomorrow you could say we're just friends, but baby, till then, thinking about doing since the moment, girl, we met. You kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, kiss a little more, kiss a little more, think a little less, burning up the night like a cigarette, and get you out of this bar, out of that dress. You kiss a little more, think a little less.
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Sure, I think about you now and then, but it's been a long, long time. Well, I've got a good life now, well, I moved on. So when you cross my mind, I try not to think about what might have been, 'cause that was then. I've taken